podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
All right, well, somebody just drove by Noah's window, I guess.
Yep. Oh, I got some big tatas. Get a picture. Look, I take a picture of every fucking thing.
Every big tatas. That's a great segment. What's outside Noah's window? Tatas. All right, it amused me more than you two. That's all right.
I'm giggling on the inside.
I'm giggling all over, baby.
Hi, this is Aaron, everyone's high school friend from Elk Grove, California, and you're listening to the TanCast Podcast.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House. By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways. Andy to Atlanta, Noah to San Francisco, and Tim to Los Angeles. Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies, TV, tech, politics, food, Disney, comics, Star Trek, Apple, or sometimes just stories of the good old days. These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content. This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If none of this has scared you off, then you're prepared to listen to the TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast!
Motherfuckers!
Welcome. Oh yeah!
Shoobie-doo-bah!
Episode 155.
Johnny 5 is alive!
Oh shit!
Short circuit references for everyone older than, well, younger than 20. Ugh. Andy's time runs backwards today.
Speaking of time running backwards, our buddy Jeff saw the DeLorean parked in downtown Campbell.
Wow.
With Mr. Fusion and everything.
Double wow.
Are you jealous?
A little bit. But it said do not touch, so not like I could have stolen it.
No, oh, you would have just run over to it and humped it.
No, he would have got real close, put his finger up too close to it, be like, I'm not touching it, I'm not touching it, I'm not touching it.
What's the matter, DeLorean? I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
He would have run up, made sweet love to it with his hands behind his back, and said, hey, if you didn't want me to do this, he would have put up a sign that says, do not hump.
Make love to you, woman. Lay down.
Next
by
time,
the
gotta
fire.
Be more specific. Until then, give me a minute.
You gotta fill Mr. Fusion with something.
Can you imagine traveling backwards in time via the power of Tim Spunk?
Yes. Spunk. I can't imagine it.
Spunk a dunk dunk.
By the way, I'm Tim, the DeLorean Humper in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the fresh titty juice in TanCast.
Oh, that's a good one, sir.
Thank you.
I'm in the Noah in TanCast. I just fucked your mother. Oh, and I told this before. I think I said it before recording, but it's Pride Week in San Francisco, so... maybe I'll see some guy in his tidy whities. Well, not tidy whities. I saw a guy in his tidy readies already. They're red underwear. They're very tight.
I gathered. I own a pair of tidy readies.
I know. You and your fucking tidy whities.
No, all the tidy whities are gone. The tidy readies are the only tidy anythings I've got.
Okay.
And they're on their last legs.
They didn't start out red, but there was an accident in the bathroom.
I remember, okay. Weren't you, like, so angry that you had, like, a pair of tidy whities that, like, was all nebulous and falling apart, and you were holding on for dear life, and Caitlin hated them, and she, like, ripped them or something?
Yes. They were so comfy and breezy. That's how men wear lace panties. We take regular underwear,
oh,
and we just
dear.
Wear them until they've got holes in them.
Holes caused by a corrosive sweat.
Yeah, I'm like the xenomorph in the Alien series, except it's from my ball sack. I've got acidic nut funk.
Oh, that acidic smegma.
Acidic nut funk sounds like a good opening band for Jizz Mops O'Gogo.
It does.
You guys are funny.
For those of you who haven't been listening for almost a year, we came up with a band called Jizz Mops O'Gogo, and then dropped it for a year.
Yep. I think this is the first reference to them.
And now they're back. Jizz Mops O'Gogo or go!
I even forget if we decided what genre they were in.
I thought they were metal.
Yeah, but I want to say speed metal, but I can't recall rightly.
Well, okay.
So there we have that.
R&B. Yeah, baby. Lay down by the fire. We're just Matsu Go-Go. And we're going to fuck your ear. Apparently, someone here had recorded Get Him to the Greek. So I was watching bits of that again. Fucking, that movie cracked me up. You know, going back, I may say that Puff Daddy was probably the best part of that movie. Just like every scene he had, he was cracking me up.
Yep, kind of stole the show.
Now that's a mind fuck.
I love it when it's just his little, the little heads of him, and he turns and eats one of them.
Oh, he's like, oh, oh.
Yeah, because I imagine the recording day where they're like, all right, Puffy, so we got you in this green, like, body sock thing so we can edit out the rest of you. Now I want you to turn to the side and go, nom. now do it again, but, like, give us a little bit of anger. I want to see a little, like, flash in your eye. It's like, motherfucker, don't give me notes. I know how to eat my own head.
I'm fucking P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, motherfucker. I got a million names.
I'm Diddy Dirty Money. I'm Little Fluffy Bunny.
Didn't he just give himself a new name recently?
I think, was it for, like, a day?
Swag?
Yeah, for a day.
Okay.
And yeah, I think it was Swag. My wife pointed it out to me. She's like, you were right. I've got theories on Puffy.
You really waste your time making theories on Puffy?
I may have theories about everything, sir.
That cracks me up. Like, fucking just filed away his brain. Theories on Puffy.
As my brain just does not stop, so, like, the closest I get to rest
your
is I put
like,
it into
can't
a...
stop, won't stop.
Yeah, so my brain, since it can't stop, won't stop, I just I kind of put it into idle. And it comes up with theories on stupid things, but I can kind of ignore it. I think it slipped a gear, though. I think I'm stuck in idle.
Oh,
You know what gets people out of idle?
Tan laughs?
Tan laughs.
Oh, we know that homo so well. I mean, homie.
Whoa.
No homo.
Oh, dear.
Tim, Lonely, the smooth master of the segue.
Lonely Island has a new album out, and one of their songs is called No Homo. And so it's like, basically, if you want to say stuff to, you know, a male friend that could be, you know, considered gay, you say no homo, and it's okay. Like, Tim, you look good in that shirt. No homo.
Silly.
All right, tell us. Everybody's got a laughing place, a laughing place to go, go, go. Come on in, give us all a friend, and you'll find your time, no homo.
All right. This one is sent in from Todd.
Oh, Todd. How are you, big boy?
So apparently Noah's that single.
No.
It's titled Sensitive Husband.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is staying at home alone when he hears a knock at the front door. There are two sheriff's deputies there, and he asks if there is a problem. One of the deputies asks if he is married, and if so, can they see a picture of his wife? The guy says sure, and shows them a photo of his wife. The sheriff says, I'm sorry, sir, but it looks like your wife's been hit by a truck. And the guy says, I know, but she has a great personality and is an excellent cook. I don't know if the mic picked that up, but my wife did not like that joke.
Just tell her no homo. It'll be okay.
No. That makes no sense.
Sure it does.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No homo.
No.
All right. Well, this tan laugh comes to us from Dean.
Oh, two friends, Dean, the mean machine, yo.
Before you go, I should point out that Dean was the one who did the George Takei impression, or excuse me, Takei.
Yes, Takei.
Oh, cripes. In front of last week's show that actually fooled a couple listeners. So, and he was like, if you don't mind my crappy George Takei impression.
Oh,
like,
man, when I heard
crappy.
That, it cracked me right the fuck up.
I especially love the, oh my, at
yes.
The So, props to Dean, and now back to his tan laugh.
Yeah, all the way through, I'm like, man, we got somebody who does a decent George Takei impression. Either that or our
I'm
reach
George
is mighty.
George Takei.
All right, so back to Dean. Two friends are at a bar together. One says, hey, Mike, would you like a woman with oily, stringy hair whose breath smells like garlic and cigarettes? No, replies the other. Well, would you like a woman with a stretch mark-ridden gut and wildly unshaven bush? Hell no. Well, then why are you fucking my wife?
Oh, that's funny and fucked up.
It is both of those things, which is why I read it.
So, I got a tan laugh from our mixed, our mulatto. I guess mulatto is racist, right? Don't they say it's racist? Louisa, she's mixed like me. And Tim.
I was going to say, you are one. You say whatever the fuck you want. Don't let anybody hold you back.
Some people, I think I've heard, I've always said it, but then someone's like, isn't that racist? I'm like, I don't know, is it? Anyways, she sent a bunch, just to me. So here we go. Husband, I don't know why you wear a bra. You've got nothing to put in it. Wife, you wear briefs, don't you? Zing! What's the difference between a porcupine and a Corvette? The porcupine has pricks on the outside. You see what I did there?
Yes.
How many men does it take to pop popcorn? 3. 1 to hold the pan, and 2 others to act macho and shake the stove. They obviously were not at our house. 1 guy to press the buttons on the microwave. What is a man's...
Another guy to not notice it's burning.
And 1 guy to go, it's okay, I'm fat and I like it burnt.
I'll eat anything. What is a man's view of safe sex? A padded headboard.
Hey, those can't be overstated.
How do men sort their laundry?
What does sort mean?
Filthy and filthy but wearable. Now, let me ask you, do you guys ever like pick up something that you're not sure and you smell it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but never chonies.
Yeah.
If I'm not sure about chonies, they go in the wash.
I generally smell everything, like just to check out, like, how does it smell? Does it smell okay? All right, it's the ex. She found that odd. She's like, well, you just smell it. I'm like, yeah, that's how you find if it's good or not. If it smells bad, you don't wear it, or you don't eat it.
Or you don't eat it? You'd smell food?
Yeah, I like to smell food. Well, if it's been in the fridge, I'm unsure. Anyways.
I just take that risk.
I know. You're the guy that leave a burger in there for like 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, this is probably still good.
You just microwave it a little extra longer, kill anything that might have started growing.
scrape that moving thing off, and you're good to go. Why did God create man?
I don't know.
Because a vibrator can't mow the lawn. Why were men given larger brains than dogs?
I don't know.
So they wouldn't hump women's legs at cocktail parties.
Says you.
Or there's another answer. So they wouldn't stop to play with every other man they see when they take them around the block. And that is it. And that was from Louisa.
Well done, Louisa.
I have a little update on the porn shoot I went to. Actually, I have 2 updates. First off, the video is up. All you get to see is a trailer. You have to pay if you want to see the full thing. So maybe I didn't. I looked for the trailer. It was quick, and I did not see me at all. Maybe if you watch the whole thing, you can catch a glimpse of me. But secondly, I signed up for a dating website, and the girl who was the star of that porn is on the dating website.
Wow.
I was looking at her profile and I was reading through it, and I got to the end and she's like, you know, they have a little part that says, you should message me. And the whole thing was like, you should message me if you can guess my stage name. And I looked at her username. I'm like, I wonder what the chances of her username being her stage name. So I Google searched her username, and then I was looking at her. I'm like, she looks kind of familiar. and then I was like, I wonder. And so then I looked on the kink.com website to see if the video was up. It was. I'm like, that is the fucking same girl.
She looks like somebody I was informed I should not play with her butthole.
Or
I tend to remember these people.
It's a small world.
Yeah.
So I assume you two have a date set up?
No.
What?
You're
already a step ahead. You know what she likes and doesn't like.
Yeah. Apparently she likes to be pounded from behind by a cute girl with a strap on.
Dislikes people touching her butthole.
Yeah.
No. Would you guys date someone who did porn?
As I can say, it's never going to happen. Sure.
You don't know what's going to happen.
I know what's going to happen.
You mean like there's no chance that a porn star would go out with you, or there's no chance you'll be single?
Yes, right there. Before you even give me option B, that is it.
Well, is there that huge of a difference between that and, you know, like just not exclusively dating someone? Because either way, you know that there's the very real possibility that on any given day, they will have had sex with someone else besides you.
I would say the difference would be that they're probably having unprotected sex. Like, you know, like, I mean, of course they could do it in their personal life as well. But...
Yeah, but if they're doing it for, you know, the porn shoots and everything, that means they're also... having unprotected sex with people who have gone through like a whole battery of blood tests. And...
Yeah, but there's always a buffer of when it's not detectable.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, you're also talking about a group that is very, very highly conscious of it. And if it's just some random person that you're dating, you know, you should always be having safe sex with them, because who knows who else they're sleeping with and whether they're using condoms with them.
I think it's like that whole, like, you know, you're safer in a plane than you are in a car. You may be, but it doesn't make it any more fun to fly necessarily. Whereas, like, maybe they are safer, but just the idea just does not appeal to me. Like, it does not make me think it's any safer. Like,
safer.
Sorry?
I suggested safer. I had nothing.
Like,
I didn't mean to derail you.
Well, I guess the difference would be, like, you know, sure, a girl could be going out and banging all sorts of dudes, but as a job, if it's her job, chances are the bigger chance they will be banging lots of different dudes. Where, regardless, you know, I wouldn't want to date either one.
Fair enough.
Oh, you wouldn't want to be in a non-exclusive relationship?
Well, I mean, technically, when you start dating someone, it usually is non-exclusive at first, but I wouldn't want it to be a permanent thing.
Gotcha.
So a couple people have commented they want my booty call stories. A, there'll be no booty call stories. B, I'm old, and I'm not really interested in just hooking up with people anymore. Like, I want to settle down. What's so funny, Tim?
I'm old.
Yep.
Like, I mean, there was a time where I'm like, yeah, I'll hook up with all sorts of ladies, but now I'm just like, meh. That's not very fulfilling. Like, to me, it's more fulfilling.
You're doing it wrong.
Spending time with someone, you know, having experiences together. You know, sex is good, but that is not the primary goal of a relationship for me.
Sex is natural. Sex is fun. Sex is best when it's one-on-one.
Probably.
Has anyone decided to drink cherry wine instead of taking their clothes off?
What?
You guys know that song?
Uh-uh.
We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time.
Oh, okay, yeah, oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
We can dance the night away and drink cherry wine. I'm like, who ever was like, you know what? We could take our clothes off. I got this bottle of cherry wine. I don't know.
All right. It's going to make the shower more awkward and less cleanly, but whatever.
What do you mean? Do you mean golden showers?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No.
I wonder if your pee would smell different after a bottle of cherry wine.
Let us know.
I will find out. I will do this research.
Has anyone ever had... Have either of you had cherry wine before?
I thought you were going to ask if either of us had had a golden shower. Like, that's a little personal, sir.
My kid peed on me the other day. Does that count?
No.
I think so.
It was amazing. He, like, as soon as I pulled back the dock, like, he must have been going already, because it was like, ah, shot me in the side.
Did you go down?
Yep.
Back and to the left.
I was like, Danelle, I'm hit.
Go on without me.
Save yourself.
Call my other wife. Tell her I love her.
Oh, oh. Now.
How is your wife, by the way, Tim?
She's still fictional.
Well, good on her.
So often.
Neither of you have had cherry wine?
No.
Okay. Neither have I.
I've only had wine a handful of times, so going outside the box to sherry wine, or cherry wine.
maybe cherry wine is in a box.
Maybe. It seems like something that 22-year-olds would drink.
Racist.
How's that racist?
Huh?
What?
What?
That
who?
Old dude is going to go up that fucking hill. Oh, I passed by that lady when I was running.
Hey!
She's
we're
going
back to
far.
What's out Noah's window.
Yep.
I got to come up with a jingle for this.
It better be short, because I get the feeling we're going to be interrupted by it a lot.
I'll keep it to a minimum. I just basically that I saw that old lady walking down the street, and she's moving very slow, but she's doing it.
Good for
is
you,
she
Granny.
Running? Is she?
No, she's just walking with her cane.
Ah.
But I think I can't remember where I saw her though. Like, it seemed like it was a little not that close to here. I went on a run today, 8 mile run.
You've run 8 miles already?
Yeah.
Whew.
I ran to the ocean, the sea. What's the difference between ocean and sea?
Yes.
Personal preference?
You can have inland seas. You can't have an inland ocean. Beyond that, I've got no fucking clue.
Like, is it volume? Square? I mean, I know you don't know. I'm just speaking out loud.
That's the best way to speak.
Well, I know there's, you know, the salt in sea. Maybe seas have to be salty. Maybe it's got to be salt water instead of fresh water. Maybe any large fresh water body is a lake. And any large saltwater body is a sea.
But what about where do oceans come in then?
Well, there's only 7 of those, and they surround continents, so I think they're pretty easy to tell. Wikipedia, save us! Save us from our idiocy.
Save us from Andy.
Yeah.
Boom. Shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka.
Still smarter than you, nutbag.
So I guess I ran to the North Pacific Ocean. I guess that would be what would be right next to San Francisco.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie then.
So yeah, huh. it was a good distance. I ran along Golden Gate Park. I did not run through though. Maybe next time.
Oh, maybe there are 8 oceans.
I thought there were 11 oceans.
Oh, you fucking idiot. Why does that deserve Mario Brother music? That does not deserve Mario Brother music.
It's not about deserve.
I don't know. I just know that I hate Tim.
Don't we all, sister?
Not all of us.
But every one of us. This is getting silly.
Getting.
Very silly. So Wikipedia says that a sea generally refers to a large body of salt water, but the term is used in other contexts as well. Most commonly, the term refers to a large expanse of saline water connected with an ocean, and is commonly used as a synonym for ocean. So most commonly, it's a large expanse of saline water connected to an ocean, but also commonly synonym for ocean. Somebody needs to
like
go back
the deep
and
blue sea.
Edit
but
that.
Like,
yeah. Which one can bob along at the bottom of?
You can?
Or
yes.
Samuel Jackson can get eaten by a shark in the middle of.
Yep.
Deep blue sea, did you see me? A shark ate me! It'll get you drunk.
By the way, spoiler.
This is how I talk. Haven't you seen my movies? I know I'm exaggerating it, but it seems like he really emphasized that O.
So, also speaking of dating sites, a girl randomly messaged me, told me her name, and said I would love to meet you.
Wow.
That kind of freaks me out.
You just have a sex aura, and it is apparently transmissible over the internet.
Like, no, nothing else, just would love to meet you. It's like, well, you don't even fucking know me. I could fucking kill you. I won't, but I could.
She's right back. Are you a porn star? Because apparently porn stars fucking love me.
Well, her name was Jade, which is another thing that was odd to me. I'm like, who fucking names her kid Jade? That sounds like a porn star name.
I live next to someone named Jade.
Is she a porn star?
No, she's 13.
Well, she'll be a porn star in the future.
Maybe.
Setting her up.
But
she's an illegal porn star now.
But for now, she babysits my child.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Now you need a jingle for simultaneous decay.
No.
All right, Noah, sing one up for us.
I got nothing.
La 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 la. Oh, I thought you were going to go for simultaneous decay.
Robert Goulet and simultaneous decay.
No homo.
No homo. Run it, girl. Run it. Run up that hill.
Oh. And there's our jingle again.
Is it a good-looking lady, perhaps?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, she is. Very, very fit. Very tight. There was, I ran the Dish yesterday, which is a place in Palo Alto. There was a lady who was wearing very tight booty shorts. Like, I mean, I think they were workout shorts, but they're the kind that really didn't have, like, a leg. They're this close away from being underwear.
Hmm. You know, if she, if those right up a little bit, she'll have ass everywhere.
Wow. No, I like that one.
You did.
I like ass everywhere. Cracks me up. I like what Andy Sprinkles did.
Sprinkle some ass on it.
That's going to be our new cookbook from Tagcast. Sprinkle some ass on it.
For the makers of Sprinkle Some Walnuts on it.
Ah, delicious.
I'm thinking about having an unhealthy breakfast sandwich today.
Ooh.
Those are my favorite kind.
Well, you did run those 8 miles.
Yes, but then, you know, maybe I'll just have soup.
Wow. That went from exciting to not in 0.4 seconds.
I'm trying to lose weight, yo.
Why?
Because he wants his cock to look even fatter and meatier.
Don't lose any cock weight. Is it like when women lose weight and they lose it from their boobs? Don't lose it from your cock.
Oh, no. It actually is supposed to make the cock feel bigger.
Well, now, all right. Hang on a second. Okay.
Yes, because
I knocked my headphones off.
You apparently have more length.
Yeah, because your gut doesn't get in the way.
Yeah, less of it is hiding inside you.
Which I have heard from a particular lady, who you all know, that it does feel bigger.
My mom?
Yeah.
Oh, zing.
She was like, oh, no. That was retarded. I don't know where I was going with that.
What was happening?
I was trying to
My mom was choking on his cock.
I was humping her, but it was so big that it was going into her mouth.
Oh, I just assumed oral.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I was like, that's not going to work.
Yeah, yep. We need some diagrams. And maybe that would work as a political cartoon.
Yes. I'm just imagining this badly drawn, like, black and white line art thing with, like, Noah humping my mom, but, like, a bit of his cock tip sticking out of her mouth.
I think it would go better as, like, that. Who's that guy that plays the piano and sings, like, political tunes?
And, like, right on the tip of his cock, it just says GOP.
No, it's not Todd Barry, is it? No, what the fuck? Dave.
I think he could.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yep.
Does he wear, like, American Tie or something? He wears some gaudy outfit.
Yeah. Fuck, I can't think of his name.
Are we all Googling?
Yes, yep. We are.
Mark Russell?
Nope.
Tom.
That's the first one I came up with, too.
Tom Lear? Nope. Probably not. We're going to cut this out.
Yep.
I'm looking on videos. I don't see anything. Oh, well.
Sadly, some listener probably knows it already.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Ass everywhere. Ass everywhere.
Nope, you can't go back to that well too much, Noah.
Yeah, I'm diluting it.
Yep.
That's okay. Well, we'll figure it out. Someone will write in.
I need to know now!
It'll just be the middle of the night, and I'll just, like, leap up out of bed. Tom Hansen! My wife would tell me to go the fuck to sleep.
There is a jackal in the room! Which neither one of you gets, but it's funny to me.
What the fuck is that?
Wow. No, yes, neither one of us get that.
There is a comedian spoken word guy called Mike Birbiglia. And both of you should listen to him. Hilarious. But he talks about how he has a sleeping disorder, and he would often wake up thinking there was a flying jackal in the room. But the whole thing is fucking hilarious. I would listen to the one he did on the moth, because it has like a little button at the end that kind of wraps all up nicely.
I've actually seen Mike Birbiglia do stand-up.
You know what's funny? Like, his stand-up is funny, but I actually like his true stories better. Like, where he tells, like, a whole story. You know, he did one about that, and then also being the other guy in a relationship. Like, he was this girl's girlfriend. Guys, let me back up. He was this girl's boyfriend. But no one knew. And so she hid it from people. So there's a whole that. But I think the sleepwalking one is hilarious. And he talked about how his girlfriend got used to it and just caught talking about it. Like, no, go back to bed. There's not a flying jackal. He goes, and I would. I would go back to bed knowing there's a flying jackal in the room. Anyways, you guys should go listen to it. Microbiglia.
Probably.
Sleep off with me, I think that one's called.
Very good. By the way, I think the guy that we were thinking of is Mark Russell.
No.
No?
That doesn't sound right.
Well, look him up on YouTube.
I did.
Oh, and that looks like him?
Well, the one I got was from 1987, so it might be a little younger than the version that I was thinking of.
That is him.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm looking at him, I'm like, that's the guy I was thinking of.
I think I was thinking of the Capitol Steps.
Maybe.
But
aren't they like a group, though?
Yeah.
Just one guy calls himself the Capitol Steps.
Shut up.
Hey,
no,
hey,
I was
Capitol
making
Steps.
Fun of myself.
Boom, 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 boom.
I just remember, like, ragtime music.
All right.
But, like...
Hello, my honey. Hello, my darling. Hello, my...
Ragtime gal.
Yeah, there you go.
Jesus, Tim even just gave you one of the two words there.
He turned into Edward G. Robinson all of a sudden by the end of it. Hello, but I...
Can't do this thing.
So apparently we're going to replace Gretchen coming in and going, jingle, 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 underneath it with my cat jumping up on the back of my chair and hitting the microphone with her tail repeatedly.
Or you could just fucking shove your cat off the fucking thing and fucking fuck.
Yeah, I tried
and then
to.
Then fuck your cat,
the
and
the
then
cord
it'd be delicious.
On my mic doesn't reach far enough to shove her back out. Like, I can get her right to the door.
What, you gotta keep hitting her so she doesn't want to come in.
No, she's quick and wily. She keeps dodging around me. Then I give
no.
up. Because I get
fat and slow.
I get tired quick. I get winded.
You get a spray bottle.
I don't have a spray bottle in here. I just have my penis, and it's not loaded.
Hence, get a spray bottle as opposed to use the spray bottle you have.
Oh, so
jackass.
You think that a spray bottle is closer to me than the door?
Yeah.
And also a source for filling the spray bottle would be closer to me than the door.
Well, you plan ahead, you idiot.
Jesus
you
Christ.
You can lick my balls, you idiot.
You are not going to be Batman if you keep thinking like this.
You are not going to be in the next Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Hey. Let's be honest. I'm not going to be Batman ever.
You're going to be Fat Man.
Yes. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Chomp, crunch, swallow, slurp.
I see what you did there. That is funny.
You know the worst part? As I was doing that Fat Man wheezy gasp, I actually made myself dizzy. Not because I lacked the lung capacity, but rather I was going for it.
That's awesome.
You know what the sad part is? Even if you lost a lot of weight, we still call you fat.
Yep.
You can be skinnier than me, I'd call you fat.
Yep.
I was actually like, what the fuck? Fuck you, you're fatter than me. Fat.
I was looking at pictures of Andy when he was younger and skinnier. This is very interesting. I think it kind of made
this
your head...
while you were pleasuring yourself?
What?
Hmm?
What?
Huh? I asked if this was why you were pleasuring yourself.
Oh, yes, of course. When do I ever look at Andy without pleasuring myself?
I was a sexy beast when I was younger.
It was a little awkward when we lived together. No. He's just like, would you knock that off? I'm like, sorry.
I'm trying to ask you about rent.
Hold on. Oh! Do you take cum?
Noah, finish first, then talk.
Why does he talk like Tonto?
Because he doesn't have the brain to run his mouth or the blood. Fuck me! There's funny in there, but my brain gets in the way.
Brain could
supplying
have been fine.
All the wrong words. It's like, oh, I'm going to fuck with you, fat man. Wait till you see what comes out your mouth.
Oh, we know what comes out of his mouth.
Noah's cock, apparently.
Yeah.
Now that he's lost all that weight. See, the good news is, as I gain weight, my ass is getting bigger, which is pushing Noah further and further away. So we're kind of, it's like offsetting.
Pretty soon I'll be in the sea.
Yep.
Or ocean.
Whatever you prefer. Or ocean. Who can tell?
Not I.
Commonly.
I just changed my pants while I was on Tancast. Wow. So there was a while there you were listening to Bottomless Bab.
Oh,
I could be naked right now. You wouldn't know, baby.
Yeah.
So wait, you were bottomless and your wife was topless?
My wife is gone.
Oh. Well, she was topless.
The breastfeeding is long over. I don't know how long you think it takes.
Oh, I think it takes forever.
you're like, slower.
Doing doucement. Doing slowly.
My son's hand up to the other nipple. Okay, now work this one.
No, don't grab. Just pinch. Just pinch.
Gentle.
Okay, just tweak it just
gentle.
A little. And then tug it just a little.
Tease
and then let it.
It
go. Hand him a little ice cube. Here, use this.
I don't think Dino would appreciate this at all.
You don't?
Nope. Good thing she doesn't listen.
You're crazy.
Oh, we are horrible human beings.
That is true.
But funny.
Yep.
I saw Super 8.
And how was it?
I enjoyed it. It was very, very nostalgic, very reminiscent of other movies.
Can you tell us what those other movies were without spoiling it?
No, I didn't. You know, I'm not good at remembering like specific movies, but it just felt like you know, I've kind of seen this before. You know, this kind of group of characters. I mean, you know, it kind of reminded me of. I know Steven Spielberg didn't direct that, but it kind of reminded me of Stand By Me a little bit. You know. Goonies.
How about the Goonies?
Yep, Goonies. Yep. A little bit more, I would say a little bit more adult than Goonies.
There's more sex?
Oh, yeah. There's tons of sex. Just fucking whipping cocks out, jizz everywhere. I like to see it in 3D.
Jizz everywhere. No?
No.
Okay.
No, there's no jizz everywhere.
Thought it never hurt to ask, right?
Well, yeah, you always want to make sure.
Sometimes it hurts to ask.
Fucking there. Whatever. Oh, so I think I figured out why it was so loud. I think I opened my windows at one point, and I didn't close them all the way. Like, there was a little crack. But fucking, it was wild last night. I went on a run. I saw a broken glass. I saw a broken vodka bottle. I'm like, fucking, these gay people are getting wild.
You saw broken dreams.
Sorry.
Oh, that happens when you jog in L.A. My bad. All right, I thought that would carry. I thought that would just keep the story going. Nope. Apparently, nope. I Andy'd it.
Yep, killed it dead.
Did you go jogging in LA? I think you were right for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
You would walk a lot.
Yeah, I would just walk to I had three grocery stores in walking distance of my apartment, and a movie theater, two movie theaters in walking distance of my apartment. several restaurants, including Harrison Ford's son's restaurant.
And like real person walking distance, right? Not Noah walking distance?
I don't know. I remember when we went to walk somewhere, and I was like, that is farther than I thought you said it was going to be.
Well, Noah now.
I think it's a panda.
Yeah. I mean, that was before I started running, so now I'm okay with walking. I'm like, oh, whatever, I'll walk anyway.
All right, there you go. Four grocery stores, if you count Smart and Final.
I would say that the panda was probably getting closer to a mile, wouldn't you, or no?
Possibly. I can look it up right now. Ooh, aren't people excited they're going to know how far the Panda Express was from my old apartment?
I know I'm thrilled, speaking for our listeners, as somebody who's never been to that panda or that apartment.
You were close. You were in the neighborhood.
That is true.
I'm holding on with bated breath.
I'm holding with masturbated breath. That means it's better than Noah's bated breath. So while we wait for Tim to come back with this useless trivia, finally picked up watching the second episode of Game of Thrones with the wife. And there is still, as Noah would like to say, ass everywhere.
Oh, you know who? Oh, I'm not going to ruin it, but you get to see someone naked that I was not expecting.
Hmm. Okie dokie. Well.
Snap! I figured out my old address. I'm horrible at remembering these things. Every time I have to fill out a job application, I have to text my wife, what's our fucking address in L.A. again? For some reason, I have the Tancast address on lock.
You in the Tan House?
Yeah, sorry, yeah, Tan House.
Well, no, that's not good enough to take a picture of. Sorry.
Damn it.
Oh, and another TV news. Watched Wilfred on FX with the wife and quite enjoyed it.
Okay.
Assuming from the utter silence that neither of you was aware of what this show is.
Oh, that's the one with fucking Lord of the Rings boy sees a dog and everybody else. No, sees a dude in a dog suit and everybody else sees a dog.
Yep. Yep. Elijah Wood. Frodo, as we call him in my house.
It's 0.8 miles.
Okie dokie. Yeah, glad we settled that.
That's pretty close.
I knew you would be.
In other news, Wilfred was funny. Very dark, but very funny. My wife, her response was basically, I don't know what to think about this. I don't know what's going on, but I enjoyed the shit out of it. Then again, I enjoy the shit out of a lot of things that a lot of people don't like, which is why a lot of the things that I like wind up getting canceled, even though they're so fucking good.
So wait, what is this show?
So that's right. He doesn't have cable.
Oh, yeah. So it's on FX. I guess it's a remake or whatever of an Australian TV show that was on a couple of years ago. And the guy who plays the dog is, I guess, the guy who played the dog in the Australian version. But so it's really weird because there's all these people with American accents, and then the dog man, whatever, has this Australian accent just out of nowhere.
And he's the only one that can see this dog?
He's the only one that sees him as a person. So, like, he, like, talks to him, they discuss, you know, kind of philosophy of life type stuff, and everyone else just sees a dog. And, like, the first time he sees it, he's, like, really weirded out because this girl's asking him, his next-door neighbor who, like, just moved in, is asking him to watch her dog for the morning, because an exterminator's coming by or something like that. And this dude in a dog suit walks up, says, hey, and then walks into the guy's house. But she's, like, you know, scratching him between the ears and whatever. It might make the story a little more sensible if you knew that, this isn't really a spoiler because they kind of showed it in the one of the previews. Elijah Wood had just attempted suicide.
Spoilers!
I just spoiled it all over your mom's tits.
Well, okay. It's a way to go.
Yep, it is a way to go. So yeah, it's kind of funny. It's kind of dark. It's a little fucked up. It's kind of a lot fucked up. I mean, you know, one of the first big laughs is a suicide attempt.
That's always funny.
It is.
It's funny because the first
suicide attempts are funny. Suicides are less so.
That depends. Well, who's committing suicide?
That is true.
If it's like a Rube Goldberg machine of suicide, then it's funny.
But the first couple of trailers that I saw for it, they didn't show that it was a suicide attempt at first. And just the first time you see Elijah Wood, he just looks fucked up. You're like, Jesus Christ. What is he, like a drugged out druggy drugs?
Sorta. He's been making a protein power smoothie shake with a shit ton of pills that his sister the doctor gave him.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that in the subsequent trailer, but I'm saying the first one, it just like he opens the door, he's like, you're like, Jesus.
Yep.
Is he playing?
So he's been up all night writing and rewriting and rewriting his suicide note and then attempting to kill himself. Kind of a lost person. I mean, obviously he's sort of taking his notes on how to live his life from a dog.
Shouldn't we all? They love
just
you.
Lick your
they
balls.
Love you with no judgment.
A dog who rather hilariously at one point describes eating the guts out of a dead possum via the possum's asshole.
That's just good eating.
And how wonderful it is.
Fucking, you just get a tight suction on the asshole, just fucking just slides down your throat.
Ish. Yeah.
I would like to say I've been enjoying Jay and Silent Bob Get Jobs, the morning show on Sir.
Have you now?
Yeah, I mean, they're both morning shows. What?
I said, have you now?
I have, and also I've given another chance to the morning stream, and I enjoy that as well.
Excellent.
What, so how do you listen to it?
Oh, they get posted as podcasts after they go.
Oh, right. Oh, fuck, that's just more podcasts to listen to.
Yeah, tons of podcasts. It's like, you know, five 2-hour podcasts a week, not counting the other morning show, plus one per diem, which is Jen and his wife, I was going to say. Kevin and his wife, Jen, which I have yet to listen to, but Kevin Smith does a odd impression of his wife, and I can't believe she stands for it. He's like, because she came in to say something while Jay and him were doing their show, and Kevin's like, I want to get back on your microphone! Like, I can't even do it yet. It's my turn to be on your mic again!
Well, he is bringing home all the money.
Only because she quit her job at USA Today to be his wife.
That's true. Still, poor planning on her part.
I want to be on the microphone. That's how you should impersonate your wife, Tim. I think it would go over like gangbusters.
Yeah, as gang busting my balls.
Yep.
Kapa!
She'll go, oh, you really wanted to talk like that? All right, hang on. Let me tweak these. No, I think your voice is still a little too low. Let me tighten it up.
Well, it's getting towards that time.
I think it is.
The time where we pit two fictional characters or groups of characters against each other in a segment we like to call Monday Night Tan Fights.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Monday Night Tan Fights!
In this case, we're not doing two fictional characters. I kind of bounced this off Noah earlier in the week.
You bastard.
But this week, we're going to have Glenn Beck and Chris Matthews in a battle to the death. So some capricious god has decided that these two must battle each other for the hearts and minds of all America.
Oh, dear
or
God.
Or at least their ears. And because the god is particularly capricious, he has tied both of their hands behind their back.
Ooh.
So they can kick, they can headbutt, and they can bite, but that's it.
They can also use their crotches in a thrusting motion.
They could.
So
in a tale of the tape... according to IMDb, Glenn Beck is 6'2", and Chris Matthews is an inch taller at 6'3". But Glenn Beck
is 6'2"?
Yep, apparently.
He just seems like a short, pudgy motherfucker.
Well, then again, that is also on IMDb, where people's their PR firms or whatever go and put a whole bunch of lying shit about themselves in their bios.
Hmm.
But as you mentioned, Glenn Beck is a little pudgy, so he may have a weight advantage on Chris Matthews, and he definitely has an age advantage. 47 to 65. Both of them have had serious health problems. Chris Matthews had an issue with malaria, but that was about 8 or 9 years ago. He also apparently has diabetes.
Diabetes.
Or as Wilford Brimley would put it, diabetes.
Diabetes.
But then again, Glenn Beck apparently had some horrible sickness where his anus threatened to envelop the rest of him.
What?
I never found out exactly what it was, but, like, there was, I guess he had, like, a botched, I think it may have been, like, botched hemorrhoid surgery or something like that.
Oh, dear God, no!
Because there was a period of time where he was, like, recording videos of himself looking, like, really sickly and talking as if he might be near death or fearing for his life or whatever.
I bet he was crying.
Then again, they both seemed to kind of enjoy the hyperbole. So, both raised Roman Catholic, if that matters. Beck, obviously, famously no longer. He has since joined the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints.
Beck is a Mormon?
Yeah.
No shit!
Yes, shit.
No shit.
Yes, shit.
No shit.
Yes, shit.
I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, talks about it all the time.
Oh, I'd have to listen to him.
Yes.
Well, there's the first
Well,
problem.
I guess he doesn't talk about it all the time. I guess because I don't listen to him that much either. I don't listen to either of these guys, because I think they are both big, just boiling vats of crazy.
Crazy!
Just crazy mixed with...
I make you crazy, boiling vats of crazy. Yeah,
so,
I'm not afraid to bring a little Gnarls Barkley back.
Yeah, do it.
It's done.
See, I don't think he ever left. Voice.
He's gone.
Uh-uh.
He ain't coming back, unless I bring him back.
All right. I'm bringing...
bringing Gnarls back.
Hey.
Yeah. I want that guy in hip hop songs. Yeah. Sounds like they just called him into the room like, hey, yeah. Hey buddy, you ready to record? Yeah.
Hey Tim, lunch is ready. Okay.
And it's funny because he's the producer.
Oh, was that Timberland?
Yep.
Boom.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, did you say Timberland? Because I always thought it was Timbaland.
Timberland. Call Timberland.
Oh, I was in a cross training class, and they were playing Whoa Back Betty, and I was thinking about Ambulamps. Whoa Back Betty.
Ambulamps.
I like that they
made me laugh.
I like that they've named the woman sitting next to them, sort of looking at everything going down, Amber Lamps.
Yes.
Like that's her name.
Yep.
I think that's funny.
So we call Amber Lamps. She's right here, dude.
Well, here's some stuff you may not, that may factor into your decision. Chris Matthews is Irish. Glenn Beck, German.
Hmm.
But isn't Glenn Beck just like a whiny, cry bitch?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know anything about the other guy, so I don't know.
Chris Matthews actually tries to project this image of like people have called him sexist because he kind of tries to do the tough guy, macho, whatever thing.
Why does that make him sexist?
Because he's also done a lot of stuff when Hillary was running for president. He was talking about, like on air, talking about how the only reason she was the senator from New York is because her husband fooled around and people felt bad for her.
Oh, dear.
Yep.
Oh, my.
So you got... So you have bitch boy versus overcompensating macho douche.
I picked the overcompensating macho douche.
Also, obviously, Glenn Beck is... Well, he passes for a conservative. He's something along those lines. And a lot of people feel that Chris Matthews, although apparently as long as they're macho enough, he really likes Republican candidates too. But people have talked about how left-centered he is.
I don't know if Glenn Beck is really a conservative or if he's just like, oh, I think I feel which way the wind is blowing on this money train. Yes, I've mixed two metaphors together, but fuck you, I'm Glenn Beck.
That's how Glenn Beck rolls.
Yeah, like, does he even really believe his own bullshit?
Exactly.
And it's kind of like, if he does, then he's an idiot, and if he doesn't, then he's a fucking, like, bad person.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Any harsh language.
Glenn Beck, you are a fucking bad person.
Why are you being a bad person? Why do I have, like, a speech impediment like I'm deaf?
I don't know why I say fucking so much. I think it's because I'm tired. But I hate you both.
Are you are you fucking tired?
I am so fucking tired. All by myself.
Oh, I should stop doing that. My son's going to think I'm actually, like, sad.
Oh, does he try to come for you?
It's okay. Yeah, he does.
It's okay, Daddy.
Oh,
stop being a bitch, Daddy. I have a mother and a father, not two moms. That was a callback to a couple weeks ago when Andy said to his son, I had a son, not a daughter. Stop being a bitch.
Is that when you said it and you started crying afterwards?
Yep.
Yeah, that cracked me up.
Yeah, so to try to get my story in edgewise here, I was having kind of a bad time missing my dad, and I was a little teary and whatever. My son walks up, he goes, Daddy's sad. I'm like, yeah, I know, buddy. I miss my daddy. And he reaches up and touches my tears, and he goes, gross, Daddy.
You're a gross little bitch, Daddy, for crying.
Fair enough.
I've been grow a pair, Daddy.
That is disgusting. There is nothing more disgusting than watching a fat man cry.
Fat, fatty, fat.
I'm sorry, son. I'll try to do better.
I'm so sorry. Tim, you're not jumping in on this?
Fuck you.
Yeah.
How was that?
You dropped the ball,
great.
Sir.
I'm sorry.
They gave me half a chub.
That is gross, Tim.
That's okay, man. I like the abuse.
That is gross negligence.
Sorry.
That's all right. Oh, anyway. Well. So,
I was noticing that Glenn Beck's Wikipedia page is semi-protected, and then I was reading what that means.
What does that mean, Tim?
It means certain people can edit it and not. I got interrupted because apparently I was ignoring the grossness.
Yep.
You were ignoring ripping on Andy. That should never
be. Yeah, that's really what the problem was. You were falling behind.
Sorry.
We both had a good head of steam up, and then there was just silence on your end. I mean, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Your mother had a good head of steam up?
Very good, sir. Kudos. I tip my hat to you. So, back to our tan fight and our two toothy combatants.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Chris Matthews as well, just because I think the Irish are better fighters than the Germans.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look at the history of British occupation in Ireland, and look at the history of German occupation of fucking everywhere.
Yeah, but you get a German and an Irishman drunk in a bar, who's going to win that fight?
Then again, it was the British that beat the Irish down, and the British who helped to beat the Germans back, so maybe it's not that the Germans are great and the Irish are not. It's just when you...
I heard Noah getting audibly bored.
No. Running 8 miles makes you tired.
It's like...
Really? Sorry, I needed to take a deep breath for that shock.
Driving 8 miles, piece of cake. Yep, going Chris Matthews.
All right, so you're going to go Chris Matthews?
Chris
Noah,
Matthews.
Did you already go Chris Matthews?
Glenn Beck seems like a little bitch.
I'm actually going to go for Glenn Beck, not only because of the age difference, but I just think that he's going to have more weight behind his headbutts.
Yeah, but if you're fat and not in shape, that's not going to help you out.
Yeah, but Chris Matthews is old. He's 65. That's like near death. Actually, if you're from my family, that's between 5 and 10 years past death.
All right, well, nothing funny to add to that, so...
Really?
Yeah, really!
Alrighty.
The male members of my family die between 55 and 65. Comedy!
55 and 60. Learn math.
No! I shall not!
Actually, no. I have an uncle who's significantly older than that, and he's still going fine.
Ha!
And he's from that same lineage.
Find out what he's eating and eat it.
Not a lot.
See?
He tends to sort of eat like a bird. Although, apparently, I need to drink more beer. I'm not saying, like, you know, he's a fucking lush or whatever. Just the man does enjoy a good beer.
Whatever, dude. Casting dispersions on your fucking family. That's not cool.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Chris Matthews still won.
Yes, he did. But Glenn Beck still took a bite out of Matthews. I think he swallowed it whole, too. I'm just going to go out on a limb.
As he would.
Boop. And I think he died, I think he got it right out of the pec muscle, and he died going down, going, fresh titty juice!
You are a silly monkey.
I am.
He didn't die going, acidic ball funk!
With the Knights of Sing! Nyeh.
That's how your voice
what?
Kinda, your voice kind of made me think of the Knights of Going, yeah, and...
No, knee!
Whatever.
Were you going for like the sort of like pansy, just ineffectual version of them?
We're the Knights who say, yeah.
They sounded kind of pansy in general.
That was just because they spoke high pitched. The dude was like 2 people tall.
Still sounded kind of pansy.
Alrighty.
I'm not saying he looked pansy.
He was 12 feet tall. I
did
assume...
not say anything about looked.
Okay.
Read back the transcripts.
He could kick your ass, running boy.
I would
outrun
him.
Yes, this is true.
There was
mostly because he actually was a guy standing up on top of a ladder.
There was a very fit lady stretching on my run.
Pixar, it didn't happen.
That's just creepy.
Just running by like, oh, hey, what are you doing back here in coach? Because you got a first-class seat. Click. They just keep on running. That's how you found out how fast you really are. You got to test yourself, Noah.
By chasing white women?
No, by having them chase you.
No, they're
with mace.
Chase me.
And I don't mean like, you know, spritz, spritz, ah, my eye. I mean like, you know, giant club on a stick.
Someone did a video about like the black guy workout where like a black guy chases you and tries to steal your purse.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Yes.
Tim, did you ever watch that video of the guy telling the joke to Dalai Lama?
Yes.
Did you like it?
It was funny, actually. Yeah, I talked to Danelle about it. I was like, that's funny because he...
I just liked how much he was like cracked up and just like ashamed. Like, oh, I knew that wasn't going to work. And he was just laughing harder, like, oh, this is a bad idea. That's what cracked me up the
Andy,
most.
Andy, do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, like every time Noah sent me the link to it and reminded me about it, I was always at work and, you know, like busy with shit that I couldn't do.
Okay, well, for the listeners, Jesus, there's a...
Sorry, I was looking up the black guy workout. It's actually the white women's workout, and it's the Taibo guy.
We had to give Andy the ball and watch him just run to the 12-yard line and stop.
Yep. No, I run to the 12-yard line, then I spike it there. I'm like, I am the greatest!
But first he dies.
Stands, like, who's got the pretzels?
He dies.
I
just
want mustard.
To the 12-yard line. Like, I'm just going to dive and land right here. I did it.
Well, anyway, it was a reporter talking to the Dalai Lama, and he said, the Dalai Lama, he's all excited to tell the Dalai Lama a joke, and it's like, Dalai Lama walks into a pizza place, and he says, hey, can you make me one with everything? And the Dalai Lama just looks at him, and everybody back at the news station is just laughing at him, like, you suck.
And the Dalai Lama didn't even know what pizza was.
That is a sad life.
But it's just, and then the guy in front of the Dalai Lama is just cracking up, holding his hand down, like, I knew that wasn't going to work. Why did I do that? And the Dalai Lama is just laughing, like, who is this crazy white guy? Get me out of here, security!
It's probably also the problem of, like the language barrier, where one with everything may not translate too well.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it, all around, there was a lot of not well thought outness.
Right.
But I give that guy props for even attempting that.
That does take some balls.
He knew that was going to be on YouTube and make his career.
But he's very good humored about it.
What's wrong? Oh man.
What's
Sorry,
wrong?
I just Kevin Smith tweeted that tonight he's doing Smodcast Live with Harley, his daughter.
Yep.
So. Would you say the radio stuff measures up to the regular podcasts?
From the Jason and Kevin stuff I've listened to, I would say it's at least on par with Get Old. And when the Tell 'Em Steve guys took over for a week, that was also quite good.
I don't know if I want to add it to the podcast,
I don't know who the sound engineer or whatever it is, but Jason Mewes just kept making fun of him because he was wearing a yellow hat and a yellow shirt, and he kept calling him, like, Piss Boy. It was, like, the very first episode. Man, it was cracking me up.
Oh, fucking, there was an episode, I think, of Hollywood Babylon where Ralph Garman was making fun of someone Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was fucking cracking me up because he just kept going. No, I think it was actually the other guy.
John Lovitz?
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that. I can't remember who it was they were making fun of, though, but yes, I do remember that.
It was cracking me up. I was just like, that's so fucked up.
All right, well, Andy's gone, so...
Andy's back.
It's just... Oh, damn. Never mind, Noah, put your pants back on.
Oh.
But I don't wanna.
Well played, though.
Delicious.
Is that it? Should we wrap this up?
I'm thinking 5 whole seconds of us sitting here staring at each other probably means we should wrap it up.
So, what do we want to do now? Well, we haven't talked about porn recently.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I know. I just meant in this episode.
We have.
Oh, you talked about porn more recently than you're supposed to wait for me.
You were there.
Didn't Noah mention porn earlier in this episode?
Yes, well, I talked about the porn.
The porn star.
Yes. Yeah.
So how is that not mentioning porn this episode?
It was this episode. I said not recently this episode. Within the last few minutes. Ah, fuck. Never mind.
All right.
You never mind.
Yes, that's right, ladies. Hold hands. Hold those hands. I hate you. I see a lot of men holding hands. Probably not surprising.
In San Francisco? Not far from the Castro?
During Pride Week?
Let me lie down.
Wait. Do you have a show, Tim? When's this show?
July 12th at Harvey's Bar and Grill. I don't know if it's a grill. It might just be a bar.
Oh, July 12th. Okay, it's not for Laura.
Oh, I'm super excited because you know what show's back on the air now?
My balls.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Hmm?
Queer Eye for the Straight
Queer
Guy?
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm excited. No, Say Yes to the Dress.
Oh.
No.
That stopped being on the air?
Wipeout! Wipeout's back on! I get to watch people getting hit by, like, new things.
Oh, yeah.
Hooray for pain.
I want to watch people getting hit by my balls.
Well, they have big balls. That's close.
Big
they
old
do. And everyone hits
balls.
Them. And then one of the Johns makes ball jokes. Thinly veiled ball jokes.
I think it's going to be on Tuesday and Thursday this week. I could be mistaken.
Hmm.
Well, I watched that spinoff, like 101 Ways to Leave a Game Show. I can't hang.
Yeah, that one didn't strike me as terribly good.
Well, because they do the reality show thing where they're like, okay, now something's going to happen. Cut to him. Cut to him. Cut to him. Cut to him. Cut to commercial.
Oh. Danger music.
Exactly.
Ooh, I just produced my own danger music. With my butt.
I hate your butt.
We all hate my butt. But it's big and it's not going anywhere.
We could have signed off a long time ago, and listeners would have been none the worse for it.
That's true.
Let's do it now. Goodbye, all everybody. Right.
You could edit all this.
No, I'm punishing the listeners for our shitty work.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I did not snap any pictures of guys in tight shorts. It's funny because right before I came to record up here, I saw like a group of them going into the liquor store downstairs. But alas, I guess they're already at their event.
Wait, did you just call them them?
Yes.
You, sir, are racist.
That's right. Racist. Or I call a group of people them.
What do you mean, them? Plural of
you. All right, let's fucking wrap this up.
I just wanted to see how long I could make that go with before Noah would snap.
All right. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Now we know.
I hope you come back next week. Wouldn't blame you if you didn't.
We would never blame you.
I might blame you.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
Ass everywhere, ass everywhere.
Noah is trying to adopt that as the official theme song of TanCast.
I guess.
That's a good song. Makes you want to bounce my ass.
Oh, let's be fair. Life makes you want to bounce your ass.
No, sir.
You're just an ass-bouncing fool. Wait. I realized who I was thinking of when I was thinking of the musical political comedian. I wasn't even thinking of a real person. I was thinking of a parody of the person that Noah and Andy were thinking of, who appeared on a 3rd season episode of The Simpsons. I'm talking about this guy.
The deficit rag. Oh, yeah, the deficit rag. Those budget gaps can be a 12-digit drag. I'm telling you, that's the deficit. They really made a mess of it. That's the deficit rag. Thank you.
Oh, this guy is awful.
I know, honey, but just sit still.